So is the laundry done?
Yep, check.
Towels folded?
Yep.
Shirts pressed?
Yep.
Groceries bought?
Yep.
Dinner prepared?
Yep.
Paramania radio turned on? Well?
Uh-oh.
Don't let this happen to you. Paramania is here. Join us at ParamaniaRadio.com. There's a show where you can learn all about the Ghost Box.
Your anger is clear in here.
How to use it. What results are paranormal researchers getting? And sometimes, what to be wary of. Hosted by Jenny Stewart and David Erickson. This show is for mature audiences only. Come join us and find out what the spirits are going to tell us next. Distorted Frequency. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern. On the Paramania Radio Network.
Tune in to the Chris and Wayne Show every Thursday night at 8 o'clock on ParamaniaRadio.com. Up aboard the haunted ship of doom and join Captain Chris.
It was the government secretly outside of the studio.
Skipper Wayne.
I think it's time you get the Kraken out of your butt.
Deck Wench Joe.
Yeah, I got stuck on the corner.
And of course, Cabin Boy Todd.
Oh, look where I'm sitting.
And always remember our motto. Don't just listen to the mayhem. Be a part of it.
Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, gem and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start format. Technologic.
And welcome to Tech Time with Brock and Doc. I am one of your hosts, Dave Erickson. And with me, as always, is joining me is my lovely co-host, Brock Burrows. Good evening, Brock.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's been a pretty good day. Pretty good day and a good weekend and all that jazz and... Yeah, so how about you?
I'm doing okay. Saw a girl last night peeking out my bedroom door. Don't know who it was.
You and the lady, I tell you.
Yeah, it was after you and I got off, and you were saying that you heard something over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was crazy. And I couldn't figure it out. And poor Foster was like looking down the hall going, "What is it? Do they have a ball?" And I'm like, "I don't think they do." And so then he ran in the other room. But it's pretty good. Got some emails earlier this afternoon. We had to get our president of our university a new computer because his died. And he's having some issues. Go figure. And, yep. You know, Apple says there's no issues. So we got to... Been trying to work with him. Probably have to go see him tomorrow and get him all straightened out. But besides that, it's been pretty good.
See, I make it a policy not to read my work email on the weekends. But then again, if it's from the email from your president of the college, maybe not a good idea career-wise to ignore that.
Being that he's my boss's boss, yeah, that's probably not good.
Yeah.
But we moved up in the top 25. We don't play a week, and now we're number 25 in the AP poll. So that's pretty cool.
Cool. I'm sure that means
something. We obviously won this weekend. Yeah, it doesn't really mean anything, actually. but yeah, out of 111 or 118 college teams, we're ranked number 25th. Cool. And we didn't, and we got a win, and we didn't play anybody, so I don't see how we would have lost.
How can you rank something so early in the season when no one's really won or lost enough games to really rank anybody?
It's great. They have a preseason poll, too, and everyone, like, takes that as gospel. It's hilarious. But next week, I think it's next week or the week after next, they'll already start the playoff poll, which kind of what they used to call the BCS Bowl, which will tell you kind of what teams are possibly in the running for the playoffs. But yet it's not even halfway through the season yet. And the way the season's going, people are knocking each other off. It's going to be a weird year for who makes it to the championship.
Well, we'll see how it goes. See how it turns out.
Yeah.
Let's not waste any more time. We only have an hour show, and we have an amazing guest tonight. Yes. Tonight, we are going to be joined by, let me make sure I'm up on my mic here properly, Father Alan Cox. Alan is a psychic, radio host, executive producer, and the Valentinian Gnostic priest who resides in the UK, along with his amazing partner, Anne. Alan is also the host of Understanding Spirit, Musical Memories, Inspirational Voices, and Sunday Morning Spiritual, all here on the Paramania Radio Network. So that means Alan is a busy man. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Well,
thank you.
Welcome, Alan.
Excuse me. Thank you for inviting me, you and Brock. Really great to be with you. It's really strange to be on the other end being interviewed rather than interviewing.
Well, you know, and I think what a lot of people don't know is that you're not just a host. You're a producer, too.
Yes, that's very true. Yes, that's true. I twiddle the knobs.
Yeah. Twiddle the knobs.
That's right. Twiddle the knobs.
That's right. And if you're hearing Alan Cox, this is not one of Alan Cox's million shows that he produces and is the host of. This is actually Tech Time.
Yeah. Well, they've got a theory in the chat room when I'm on. They think that I'm putting in a bid to take over Paramania Radio altogether. And I said, well, that when that's happened, then it's got to be all the TV channels, and all you'll ever see is my face on all the TV channels.
Well, there you go. That works.
Yeah, that won't be that bad.
Thank you. Anyway, yes, it took you a long time to persuade me to come on Tech Time. Thank you so much indeed.
Yeah, now I just got to get you to listen to the show once. It's been a running joke that ever since I started Tech Time, I've been trying to get Alan to listen to my show, and he keeps telling me, yeah, I'll get to it this week. And he never quite gets to it. But I understand, Alan. You're a busy man. You got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, indeed. But I will one of these days. I will.
So
I threaten. I will.
So let's ask you this. Let's start off with this. Let's tell the listeners a little bit about all your shows, starting with Understanding Spirit, which is the longest running show here on Paramania Radio with the most episodes, live episodes.
Yeah, well, it's all down to yourself, because we were having a private conversation on Skype and before you even started Paramania Radio. Mm-hmm. And you said you was going to start it. And I said, well, can I come on it? And you very graciously said yes. And you haven't got rid of me since, 5 years on. The idea of Understanding Spirit is to give people a chance from all walks of life. You know, I've had, as you know, I've had pop stars, Broadway producers, Hollywood producers, and ordinary, everyday guys and girls who have got a spiritual interest on my show. And the whole idea is to give everybody an opportunity to say what they feel is how they see the spirit world, and then people then can make their own mind up whether they agree, disagree, or indifferent. That's the whole object of that show, Dave.
Awesome. Awesome. And I've actually been a guest on your show a couple times, and I know that Brock's been on at least once.
Yep.
Yes.
Is it just once, Brock?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah. I think, yeah. And we're going to put that right, aren't we, Brock? You're going to come on
yes,
again.
Yes, right. Yes. I will be on again.
Okay, well, I will sort out the date for that. But, and, you know, you've always been there for me, Dave, and with your good wife, Jenny, and you've supported me through all the different changes that I've needed to make, and you very graciously offer me that I can do these shows on your network, because I know that you're very, you know, you guard it like your baby, and I quite understand that. You've put a lot of time, effort, and money into providing what I consider to be an absolutely fantastic radio station.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. But honestly, it's people like you who embody what Paramania is about anyways. Mm-hmm. And also, if I tried to get rid of any of your shows, there would be a revolt in my hand of such magnitude that I think I would have to run, go into hiding for the rest of my life.
That is a true statement.
Right, okay, yes, I'll, as you speak, in my head's just swelling up, and I've got to get the door widened to get my head through.
I do have one question. How's your listener in North Korea doing?
I haven't heard from, I haven't seen that person on there for such a long time. I don't know whether they've got bored or whether he's been shot at dawn or whatever for listening to me, but
or maybe it was the former Kim Jong-il who's no longer with us.
That's right, it could be, couldn't it? Yes. That was really weird, though. It went on for a long, long time, every week, month after month, one listener in North Korea. Really strange.
Wow. Yeah, that was back, Brock, when I used to obsess over what countries were actually listening to shows.
Wow, North Korea. You know, that person must have been bypassing some type of firewall or something, because they don't let a lot of stuff in and out of there.
No, they don't.
That's right. It makes me think there's got to be somebody in government who was listening in, because, as you say, that, you know, they put up these walls to stop anybody getting in touch with the outside world. So, yeah. But regarding how many countries, I can only go by the four shows that I do. But on my Podomatic, I'm up to around about nearly 3,000 listeners on Podomatic a week.
Wow.
That's a combination of downloads, you know, listening live or, you know, that type of thing. And each week the countries vary on a shall we say, and a week where I'm not listened to perhaps as much, I probably have about 13 or 14 countries. But most weeks, I'm somewhere in the region of about 24, 25 countries.
And starting next week, Alan's going to do a special show on how to promote and market your own podcast.
Apparently, yeah.
I actually had a private message from managing director of Podomatic about 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Saying that they really enjoy my show and they listen to it in the office.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So
that says a lot there, Alan. That says a lot. I mean, you're doing an awesome job, so keep up the good work. I think we could all use a little bit of Alan Cox training.
Yeah, maybe we can get our listenership up from 12 listeners.
That's right. I've been striving for 13, but boy, is it hard to get that 13th one to stay.
Oh, dear me. Now, I don't know. I just enjoy what I do in Dave and Brock. I just enjoy it. And, you know, after all the problems that we've had, Dave, over the years with the connection with Skype and my computer being no good and what have you, I then come to the conclusion, stop worrying about it. So whatever happens now, I just tell people what's going on. they seem to like the fact that, you know, you don't just say, oh, it's a technical problem. So,
Oh, sorry, got attacked by a cat there. That was weird. So, okay, so tell us a little bit about Musical Memories, which is your show. Oh, and by the way, we didn't mention this, but Understanding Spirits Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, but it's also 9 p.m. British Summertime, which is about to end here the next month. Tell us about Musical Memories, which comes on at Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. British Summertime.
Yeah, well, Musical Memories, I had this idea. I love music. Why not do a show where I pick a year, a month, or even a week, and play the top five songs in the US and then the five top songs in the UK of that week of that year. And then I do a musical theatre song and then a mystery one, which year was a particular song. And I don't tell anybody what year it's going to be. People have to listen in. But then occasionally I just throw in a special, you know, like when David Bowie died, I did a show just on his songs. And this week just gone, I decided to have a special just some of the greatest soul music, my favourites. So that's the idea of that. And to me, it's just a fun show that I absolutely adore doing. And so that's Musical Memories. Just a bit of fun.
Awesome. Okay. That brings us to Inspirational Voices with your co-host, Jillian Haslam. I think I just mentioned her name.
Haslam, yeah. And that's quite incredible story how that came about, because I don't know if you know how I got to know Jill, but you're on about spirit, the way that spirit can work. Going back 2 years, over 2 years ago now, a lady in India got in touch with me saying that she needed my psychic help. So, and she said, "But I've got a problem, Alan. I will pay you, but I can't afford to pay you right now. But if you give me your bank details, I'll pay you." And I found myself saying, "Yeah, okay." And it was like I was being told by spirit, "Yeah, you'll get your money." So this went on helping her for about 4, 5, 6 months. And then in February, I think it was, year of last year, I get this phone call off on Skype saying, "I've paid you money in, Alan, and, you know, it should be with you in a couple of days." And she was true to her word, it was. And she says, "Now, I met Jillian Haslam, and I've given her some presents to give to you when she comes back to England." I said, "Right." So I looked her up, and then next thing I knew, I get this phone call about a week later off Jill saying, "I've got these presents off," this lady's nickname's Goldie, so I'm not giving any identity away, and she's asked me if I could bring them to you, and can I come up to your house? So she lives near London. I live up in the Midlands, 130 miles away. She hops on a train. I pick her up from the railway station. And myself, Anne, and Jill, we have a great afternoon. She has lunch with us. Got on really well. And I said to her, "Thank you for coming. You know, your friend Goldie said that," she says, "She's not my friend." I said, "Well," she says, "She's your friend." And she says, "Well, no, she's just a client." She said, "Well, I don't really know her." I said, "She came to one of my talks and asked me," he says, "and when," I said, "I'd never heard of you, but when she said your name, I found myself saying, yes, I'll take them to him." So then the next thing that happened, she says, "I've always wanted to have, be on my own kind of radio show. Do you think it's possible that I could co-host a show with you?" And so I asked you, Dave, and you said yes. So that's the incredible, amazing story. Wow. I got to know Jill.
And there's more story to that, by the way. If you ever try to say no to Alan, don't bother.
And now we're in the process of making a major Hollywood film about her life. And it's going to be made into a stage play as well. Cyrus Yavner's going to be the producer for the film. And David Parry is going to be the main producer for the stage play. I'm co-producing in both. So
Cyrus is the cousin of Manny, right?
Manny Fox, that's right. Their fathers were brothers, so that's how they... Yeah. Mm. And funnily enough, I was talking to Cyrus this afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, UK time. We tried to speak to each other every Sunday. He's in the process of actually producing a film right as we speak until the end of October. So he's working at the moment.
Cool.
Very awesome. And that leaves one last show that you currently have, and there's been others, by the way, in the past, because he's done a number of shows in the past that have started and concluded and so forth. But the last show that he's currently actively doing is Sunday Morning Spiritual with David Parry. So tell us about that.
Right, okay. Well, kind of a similar kind of story with David. Going back a few years ago, he went up to a convention up in Derby, and our good friend Gray Rudd was there. And Gray had been following me for ages on my radio shows. And he didn't know David, started to talk to him. And apparently all Gray talked about was me. So David said, I've got to talk to this guy. Next thing I know, we're talking on the phone. And he kept saying to me, you know, can I come on your show again? Can I come on your show again? And he says, I wish we could do a show together. So there we go again. I asked you, Dave, and you said yes. So that's how that happened. So
okay, so Inspirational Voices is on, this is the doozy for us East Coast in the U.S., but it's 3 a.m. Eastern, 12 a.m. Pacific. But it is 8 a.m. British Summer Time. And then your other show, Sunday Morning Spiritual, is on at 5 a.m. Eastern. Hold on, I'm counting. 2 a.m. Pacific. And that is 10 a.m. British Summer Time or London Time or however you want to refer to it.
The idea of the 8 a.m. one with Jill is that because she does a lot of work, you know, in India, raising money for the 6 charities now that she supports, created, pays for, and 6 food banks, is that it's like mid to late afternoon in India, then over to Australia. So that's the idea of the timing for that show.
And I understand that I'm actually going to be your guest on Sunday Morning Spiritual next Sunday.
Yay!
Yes, indeed.
So I get to get up at 5 in the morning or stay up till 6 in the morning.
Well, listeners, right, this is fact. Some mornings it can be, shall we say, 9:30 over here in the UK, and it's 4:30. In where Dave lives, and I'll send an email or a Facebook message private expecting an answer in about 4 hours, and I get an answer straight back, and then he's saying, no, I haven't gone to bed yet.
that never happens. That I don't know what you're talking about.
That sounds just like him.
Not at all.
So yes, I've had a few shows on your network, haven't I? Knowledge of Spirit, The Emerald Art. I can't think of any others, but I know I've done those two, yeah.
You know me, I'm horrible with names. I'd have to look it up in the database. that we keep. Pretty much I keep all the records for Paramania, for all the shows and all the time play times and listener counts and all that stuff forever. So I have all that information locked away in our server that hopefully I'll never lose.
I know you had some issues last year, didn't you?
Yeah, we got hacked by the Chinese last year. It was not fun, but we recovered and we're here. So
well, I know that's quite a traumatic time, really. I mean, it's just unbelievable that people would want to spend a lot of time, you know, just causing mayhem for people. You know, it's absolutely crazy. But there again, you could look at it another way, that the station is doing something really positive, so that the negatives have to get into there to try and stop you.
Yeah, and when we're going to talk about that kind of stuff when we get back from break, because I definitely want to dedicate the second half of the show talking all about your psychic gifts, the clearing stuff that you do with Anne, and you know, a little bit about my personal story and how you and I got to really become good friends as well, which I think kind of plays into that.
Yeah, I also, after break, Dave, I would like to find out, too, if, you know, now that he's Father Alan, has that helped him with more with some of the spiritual connections and stuff like that? Has he seen a change? But like I said, that might go in and we can do that after break.
Absolutely.
I'll look forward to answering those questions. Yeah.
So why don't we go ahead and go to break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with host, psychic, executive producer, and all-around swell guy, Father Alan Cox. We'll be right back.
So now you like ghost stories? Want to hear about some of the haunted homes and locations that I've investigated? Tune in for the latest in paranormal news and guest interviews with me, Mr. Haunted, on the Haunted Chronicles, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
Want to hear different viewpoints on the spirit world? Then join Alan Cox as he talks with his guests about their beliefs, experiences, and delve into a diverse view of life and the afterlife. Join Alan Cox for Understanding Spirit every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, here on the Paramania Radio Network. Welcome to the all-new Paramania Radio.
Don't go by the book. Think like a pirate.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, buy it.
And welcome back to Tech Time with Brock and Doc. Returning from break with me, I'm Dave Erickson, and returning break with me is my lovely co-host, Brock Burrows. Brock?
Howdy.
I don't know where I am, Brock. Brock, where am I?
I know. Do you know where you are anytime?
No, not really. also with us is Father Alan Cox. Hello, Alan.
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
I love saying Father Alan Cox.
Well, you know, and I could listen to him, like, all day long.
Well, it's because he's got that outrageous British accent.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Yeah, that's the real reason why I'm really good friends with you, Alan, because I just love listening to your accent.
Well, that's all right. We all have to have a reason today. Excuse me.
Leave it to Dave.
I know. I'm just weird.
I apologize to the listeners for coughing, but I'm getting out of this awful virus that I've had for a couple of weeks, so it hasn't been much fun, but hey, I'm still with us.
Yeah, he was going to be on last week, but then you know, the plague came through Europe, and
that's right, that is.
You didn't know there was a plague in 2016, did you?
Yeah. Well, no, you can't say we're in Europe anymore, right? We're getting out of it, eh? Brexit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. You're no longer going to be involved in the euro.
That's right, indeed.
I wonder how that's really going to affect things.
Yeah, I thought that was all a dream because, you know, you don't hear any more about it now because there's all this other stuff going on. And I'm like, did I really hear all that stuff or was it just a dream? But apparently it's not.
That's because unlike Americans, the British, Brock, once they make a decision, they move on to the next thing.
Oh, okay.
They don't obsess over the decision they already made.
Oh, dear me. Yeah. Apparently, Theresa May, our Prime Minister, made a statement earlier today at their Conservative conference that the start of the exit, because it takes 12 months to leave, is going to be in March next year. So we seem to have got a kind of a date for the start of it. So freedom, free. We'll be free.
Whatever yeah, that is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just they a say dream. We're free over here, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, compared with some countries in the world, I suppose we all are, aren't we? So,
yeah. Looking,
anyway, so enough about politics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a dangerous topic there. So, okay, so let's talk, Alan. Let me start with a little something. So I was producing shows for Alan on another network before Paramania even existed, before it was a gleam in mine and my wife's eyes. so, I've known Alan for a little while already at the time, and I was going through some issues at the house we were living in, which we've always affectionately called the Hell House. We had a number of very strange activities going on, some pretty negative and some influence going on with the individuals in the house, and it was pretty bad. Speaking with Alan about what was going on, Alan actually, one of his many gifts is to be able to discern spirit and be able to sense spirit, even remotely, be able to do clearings. And so Alan actually, all the way from the UK, was able to remove something that actually was kind of attached to me directly, and was negative and trying to influence me in a negative way. What was really interesting about this to me, though, from my perspective, was once Alan cleared an entity for the first time for me, I was able then after that point to discern when one was trying to attach to me or do anything. It was kind of interesting how I was then able to discern the difference between, you know, me and me plus something else. And so that's kind of my introduction to Alan and Alan's gifts, and became a, you know, definitely a believer then, and if not before. And so, Alan, you know, talk a little bit about what's involved with clearing negative entities and these these evildoers that are out there, these bad spirits.
It's a really strange thing, Dave and Brock, because perhaps some people might think I'm being secretive and I don't want to tell people how I do it, but I'm being perfectly truthful here. The only answer I've got to it is that I've been loaned an incredible, and I will use the word loaned, an incredible connection gift that I'm able to clear away these bad energies, demons, entities, etc., either from a person or from a property. And I'll link in with my spirit guides. And they tell me they can't do it without me, and I can't do it without them. And I'm able to link in and move them, get rid of them, and they go to the light and they don't come back. And quite seriously, that's as much as I can really tell you, because I don't really understand it myself. It's just that I know that it happens and I can do it. This week alone, there's been two I've done at a distance. One in Folkestone, which is on the coast in England, and the other one in a remote area of Canada. And both people, both parties, have told me that it's made an incredible difference to where they live and how they feel, and to people they know around them, that it's helped them. That's all I can say. I just think it's absolutely wonderful. And, you know, I thank God, or that great spirit in the sky, for allowing me to do it. So, all I know is that it worked.
Do you think it's easier? Is it easier one way or the other to, like, versus someone physically being there with you that you're doing the clearing on, or remote, or is it just different?
It's just different. I mean, if I get the opportunity and it is possible, I would always rather be with the person. And I think that's me just being a human being, wanting to interact with the people, and then actually going around, an aunt comes with me, you know, and we go around the people's home or whatever, you, their property, and the people can actually feel the difference immediately as you go around clearing it. Now, obviously, when I'm not there, I haven't got that interaction with the person, but they do tell me that that's what happens. You know, they feel a difference. I mean, the week before I got ill, I did two clearings for two members of one family, two different homes in Geneva. You know, so I get around a bit.
Yeah. Now, do you find, I know they all talk about grounding and making sure that you don't leave anything behind when you're doing it on yourself. Do you find that occasionally, though, that you may have a little bit stuck around and you have to get it off yourself after you're done?
I've never had that happen, actually.
Okay.
I've had it happen while I've been doing a job. I've, on three occasions, I've had three separate demons go into me. And that's the most horrible feeling. One was down in Dagenham in London. I was in the bathroom, and apparently that was where all the bad energy, bad was going on, was in the bathroom. And this thing went inside me, and my voice changed like to an awful rasping sound. And it probably lasted, my guy's got it out of me, probably lasted, I don't know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. To me, it seemed like a lifetime. It was absolutely horrendous. And Anne was in the room, and the guy whose arm it was in the room, and they saw a physical change in me. That was, that wasn't an experience to enjoy. But my guides do an incredible job. They protect Anne and myself very, very much, and always thank them when we finish the work, for being there and helping, because you can't do it without them. So, quite an experience.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you find that beyond just that one experience, that particular experience there with the demon entering you, do you find though normally that it's actually taxing more than a normal day-to-day job, as far as like what other people do for a living? Does it actually take a heavier strain on you because of the type of work you're doing?
I feel that it's strange, Dave, because it's not so much on the day. Don't eat anything. But we got to somebody's arm, and loads of people say, "Would you like something to eat, a drink, etc." Saying, "I'm sorry, no, I can't." And then when I finally get home, I literally annihilate the fridge. It empties. And says, "Where do you put it all?" But then the next day, it's always the next day that it's almost like I've had a night on the town and I'm trying to recover,
Right. Do you not eat because of choice, as in preparing for what you're about to do, or is it just happens to be that way? I know when we go on investigations, we won't take any food or drink from the homeowner at a residential, because A, you don't know who these people are or what they're going to give you, and B, if they're under some kind of influence, you don't know what they're going to give you.
That's right. Yes. Well, I hadn't really thought of it like that, but basically, I find that if I eat beforehand, it kind of slows down my energies.
Oh wow.
I don't eat meat. Anne and I are completely vegetarian. Well, I say completely. The one exception, we eat fish. And I suppose my logic to that one is if Jesus can feed the 5,000 with loaves and fishes, then I'm sure it's all right for Alan Cox. So, but other than that, I don't eat any meat.
Nice. Now, since you became a father, Alan, do you find that it has increased your made your connection stronger, or have you noticed any difference?
I haven't really thought about it like that, Brock. What I do feel, I feel very comfortable being Father Alan Cox. the story behind that, Brock, is the fact that, David Parry was ordained as bishop over in Italy at the Abbey of the Valentinian Gnostic Church July last year, 2015. And I was in London with David in January of this year, and we was in a small cafe having a something to eat and coffee and tea, whatever. And he said, I've been wanting to ask you now for some time, Alan, would you consider being a priest? He says you'll become the first Valentinian Gnostic priest in England for at least 700 years, because 700 years ago, all the records were destroyed, they were burnt. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know what the records were before. It says you might even be, you know, the first ever Gnostic priest. And I just looked at him and I didn't, and I just said, yeah, okay. He says, you don't even know what it is, do you? I said, well, no, but it just seems right. He said, well, let me tell you, Alan. He says, I know that you've been living your life as a Gnostic because of everything that you do, the way you live your life, and that is being a Gnostic. So it seemed the logical thing to ask you if you'd be a Gnostic priest, and that's how it come about. And we haven't got a church, but I've already done the first child naming, like a christening, a family over in Peterborough, which is about 100 miles away from where I live. And I've had a couple of inquiries for people wanting to get married as well, because I can do that as well and officiate at funerals. And I am officially clergy. So, but not many other religions take Gnosticism to their heart. In fact, the Catholic Church centuries ago actually persecuted the Gnostics and murdered a lot of Gnostics. And even to this day, people over there who are actually part of the Gnostic Church over there don't tell anybody that they are, because they could lose their jobs.
Oh, wow.
And that sounds crazy in Western civilization today. But that's how it is. So, yeah, so...
It does, but in countries like Egypt, you have Christians who hide their Christianity because they would be persecuted and attacked by Muslims there because of the way they're viewed in that country.
Yeah, you're right, David.
It's a sad state of affairs.
It really is, you know. So, yeah, I mean... I've changed all my documentation, you know, the inland revenue and my car tax, car insurance, my bank account. They've all altered to Father Alan Cox. So I take it very seriously. And we're going to hold in December. We haven't got – funny enough, on about churches, David lives quite close to a church. And they're very supportive, actually. And they allow us to have meetings out there. And we are actually going to have a proper Valentinian Gnostic service there. And we haven't made such a big deal of it, but we're going to get in touch with the newspapers and the TV and everything and tell everybody that we're here, because it's something to celebrate and something to... you know, be proud of, that we're bringing Gnosticism to the UK.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so cool. And it kind of cracks me up, because everyone's like, no, it's my religion, or it's what I believe is the right thing. And it's like, what's going to be hilarious is if you tie back everything, it all kind of comes back to the same kind of thing. And what if we all have little pieces here and there that of the truth, and we're all kind of just right? And that's why I don't understand all the persecution and all that.
You're quite right, Brock. And the difference you see with Gnosticism is that, excuse me, the fact that we're linked to spirit, and it doesn't matter what other people's beliefs are, what their other callings are, whether they want to do it completely by themselves, they want to go to a Catholic church or Islam or Buddha, it really isn't important. It doesn't matter. It's just the person connecting with and leading their life in a good way. So Everybody's welcome, and nobody's judged, and nobody's asked to do anything at all. Just know that that they're connected. That's all. That's what it's about.
Exactly. That's great.
Now, Alan, when you're doing clearings, and do you ever use any kind of recording device or anything with you?
No, nothing at all. My only instrument is my pendulum dowser, which I use to be able to connect strongly with my guides. Mm-hmm. And that allows me to connect with the thing. I use the word "the thing" we're trying to get rid of. That's the only thing that I do. I don't skulk around in the dark because I'm there in the day as well as the dark. I understand when you've got equipment and you're trying to establish what you see, you go at night because it's quieter and you can pick up a lot easier. I totally understand that. But from the work that I do and what Anne does, it really doesn't matter because they're there in the day, mm-hmm. and it's just a connection to get rid of them. So you're investigating to find out. I'm going there to get rid of them, not to investigate. My attitude is I'm not really bothered who they are, what they're doing. They're just causing people grief, and they shouldn't be. So
now,
that's the difference.
What is the difference between something like for instance, ritualistic house clearings versus what you do? I mean, a ritualistic house clearing, is the intention behind a house clearing the same as what you're doing with your guides, or how does it differ?
Right. Well, there's no ceremony. Just literally walk around the house with the building. I've done farms, and all different kinds of mannerism, restaurants, pubs, and the people who come round, they feel the bad energy, and I stand there and get rid of them, and then they feel again, and it's all altered. It feels lighter. They can't feel that negative energy. It's gone, and that is as dramatic as it really gets, just on the odd occasion when I've had that happen to me with those demons. But it's quite low key.
Well, and I can attest for the feeling different afterwards myself personally from when you did the clearings for me. I do remember it seeming to be a little bit more brighter around me, like the light that I saw was dimmed somehow by the oppression of whatever it was.
See, I can understand people being skeptical, Dave and Brock, because it's something that you can't see. And then people do try to look, I totally understand, for logical explanations. But when you've looked at all the logical explanations and none of them add up, none of them make sense, then you're left with one other alternative, that there's bad spirits, bad negative energies, demons, etc., whatever, around. And that's all that it can be. And then when they're cleared away and you feel different, then it shows that they've gone. Now, some people have said to me, well, what about if it's the placebo effect and they just feel better? And I say, well, if that's the case, fair enough. They feel better, don't they? Can't argue with that, can you?
Is there any cases that you've had where you've been called in where someone believes that they have the Antichrist in their house and it turns out to be nothing more than a normal human spirit that's or dead relatives to just trying to get across to them that they're being just afraid of?
Yeah, I've had that. Also, I've had people who... See, it's a very fine borderline between somebody, if a person's mind is, shall we say, vulnerable and they've got mental mind issues, they will obviously draw these negative energies. then if you get rid of the negative energies, it doesn't, if they've got a mind issue, it doesn't cure them of the mind issue.
Right.
And then they can still think they've got bad energy with them when they haven't. Now, that's a conundrum. It's a really difficult one. And I've had that happen a few times. And how do you come across and explain to somebody, you know, that as well as the bad energies, they have got something to deal with within themselves, their own mind, that's attracting the negative energies? It's not an easy one to sort out, that one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No. Have you also found that some people, because Dave and I have talked on the show before about, we wonder a lot of times if we're manifesting the activity on investigation sometimes. Do you think there's cases where people make their, for lack of a better term, living hell that they're going through and seeing things, and it's strictly their mind projecting this stuff out?
Oh, yeah, that can happen. you see, all these different scenarios can happen and do happen from time to time. The difference is, all I know is that I do what I do, and I do say to people, look, I'm not a miracle worker, you know, I'm not God. I've got this fantastic connection, and I know that my guides will tell me, and I know when they've gone. Now, if things carry on, or people say, oh, they've come back, well, they can't come back because they've gone and it's a one-way trip. So that means others are there. Now, how have those others got there? They've got there probably because you just said, Brock, that they're drawing them, or some people need drama in their life and they can actually manifest it because they need to have somebody to, shall we say, focus on them. That can happen as well.
Awesome. And sadly, but we're out of time. Thank you for coming on, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. Yes.
Totally enjoyed it. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah. We'll have to get you back on again, too.
Yeah, because we love getting guys, this late at night for you.
Guys, stick around. We got Fox City's Paranormal Radio up next with, and Tim is having Andrea Perrin on tonight. So check it out. And if you have emails for us, send it to us at techtime@paramaniaradio.com and check out our blog at techtime.paramaniaradio.com. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tweet it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, talk, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, check it, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, talk, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drop it, zip and zip it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, cue it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it. Technologic. 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 Technologic.